But what is this all about? What's wrong with the psikasa? What's wrong with a wide step? And why does it take away your eyesight? And why does Kiddush bring that eyesight back? Why one 500th? And why is that bad for a Talmud Chacham? A lot to talk about. So let's just start. First of all, what's wrong with the psikasa? This is an amazing, amazing insight. It's not my insight. It's from a sefer called Ein Aya. Ein Aya explains like this. We know there are two things in everything. There's the means and the ends, right? Ends justify the means. Means justify the ends. There's the means and the ends of something. Now, there's a way. How do we look at the means in general? How does one look at the means? The steps you have to take. What are they? So, someone who is, listen to this language, bilti shalem b'sichlo, doesn't have a complete seichel, doesn't really see things in totally the right way. Umidosav v'lokana das Hashem. He doesn't really have God knowledge. Amida nechona b'nafsho in himself. See, so he says like this. You know, the only thing that's important is the tachlis. The only thing that I'm looking towards is where I want to get to. Right? Take a businessman. Right? A businessman sets a goal for himself. We're going to make $2.6 million this year. He wants to get this goal. Right? That has nothing to do with the way to get it. We got a lucky break. Good, we made it. We made our goals. Right? We didn't get lucky breaks. And we only made $1 million, we're failures. Right? That's someone who doesn't have a mina nechona b'nafsho. Is not looking at things the right way. The proper way to appreciate something is, behold, rachecha deyu. In all of our ways to know Hashem, that means that we recognize that every step of the way is the thing. Right? Even in physical things, the way I conduct myself on every day, was I yasher? Was I straight? Did I make the right steps? Was I over on any halachas? Did I hurt anybody's feelings? Did I do what Hashem wants me to do? In each step I'm taking, every step of the way is important. Every step of the way is really what it's all about, right? This is true in ruchnias, in gashmias, in physical things, but it's also true in ruchnias, right? A person can have a goal to finish a masechta. I want to finish this masechta, that masechta, and goals are good. But where goals are bad, one of the ways goals are bad is they make us forget that it's really about lasog with the retort. It's about the Esek HaTorah. Every day that I'm there schwitzing on the toes, whether I get the understanding or not in the end. We want to get the understanding. But each second of Esek HaTorah, each second of davening, each second of working on our midas, each second of doing a mitzvah is priceless, is nitzchias. And the biggest proof to that is everybody knows, right? If one person accomplished more, and people recognize him more for his Torah knowledge, but the other person put in a lot more effort, B'nai Hashem, the one who put in more effort, of course, even though no one recognizes him, he's not a big scholar, but he gets a bigger sachar, he gets more reward in Olam Haba. B'chol derechecha deyu. So what happens when a person, now listen to the beauty of the Ein Aya, when a person takes a psiagasa, what does that represent? Why are you taking wide steps? Why are you going so fast? Why are you rushing? Why aren't you b'menuchas nefesh? Why don't you appreciate the process? Because I don't, exactly. I'm taking a psiagasa. I'm walking too wide my steps because I don't appreciate the process. I just want to get to the end part. I want to run to the end. So I'm taking wide steps to get to the end. But that shows that you don't have the mida nechona b'nafshecha and you weren't kona the right way. And that's not the way a Talmud Chacham should think. That's not the way a Torah scholar should think. That's meguna. You don't understand correctly that every step of the way, every movement, every interaction is important, is meaningful, is itself a tachlis. And that's what it means, that it takes away some of your eyesight, your vision. You're looking at things the wrong way. That's what the vision means. You don't have proper perspective. So when someone's taking those wide steps, which are, again, represents and is mashpia on his way of thinking, so it takes away your eyesight, because your eyesight, you know, in spirituality means the way you perceive things, our perception, how we see what we're doing. And with that Hakdama, what brings it back? Of course, something to do with Shabbos is going to bring it back. Why Kiddush specifically, maybe we'll talk about next week. But that's what Kiddush brings, that's what Shabbos brings us back to. By drinking the wine of Kiddush, we return to the proper perspective. Shabbos is a day of Emunah. Shabbos is a day of Menucha, of rest. Right? Shabbos is a day where we're not really doing too much. Reminds us and teaches it and implants in us again the sense that every minute is important, every step of the way is important. It's not about taking the big steps. A person specifically walks shorter on Shabbos. And we remember every little step in Hashem's world. We're in a world full of emunah, a world full of owning, a world full of enjoyment. On Shabbos, we remember resoundingly that every step of the way is so important, so we don't have to take those big steps.